Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm going to use a phrase from Bullet Tooth Tony from the movie Snatch to lay the foundation of this particular video and the article that I'm going to be covering. You should never underestimate the predictability of stupidity. Gentlemen, here we go once again. Now, this article was published on the 29th of August. Mask mandates return. That's right, gentlemen. The return of the face diaper. No. Nope. Gentlemen, once again, look at the timing of this. Inject some more fear into the masses. However, the unfortunate part of this, there are going to be too many people who will once again go right along with this. Full list of places with restrictions in place, i.e., and I'm going to reiterate this throughout the video, places that if you see a sign that says mask required, what do? You turn right around and you walk away from that establishment. With Charlie 19 hospitalizations steadily inching up in the U.S. this summer, some hospitals, schools, and businesses are reinstating mask mandates. Let me reiterate, if you see a place that has a mask required sign, you turn around and you walk away from that establishment. No way in hell should anybody be falling for this. But I forget, we have a country of sheeple, a country of normies who are so utterly brain dead that they have to be told what to do. Two new Charlie 19 variants, EG5 and BA2.86, have recently emerged. Yes, two more boogeyman strains to get everybody into the, oh my God, Charlie 19's back. We told you, get your boosters, get your shots. No. Nope. The World Health Organization classified the former as a quote unquote variant of interest earlier in August, but reported that its risk to global public health is low. The latter variant has only been reported in the US, the UK, Denmark, South Africa, and Israel as of August 23rd, according to the CDC. In a risk assessment summary, the CDC wrote that BA286 may be more likely to infect people with existing immunity to Charlie 19 from either vaccinations, prior infections, or the previous variants. Why in the world would anybody actually go along with this? So, if they're saying you have an immunity, you can still get this variant. So basically, you don't have an immunity. But a lot of people, they want to feel good. So that's why they were jumping in line to take the poke. As some of them used the poke as a moral authoritarian position. Hell, you even had people on dating sites, women most of the time, who outright put in their dating profile, if you don't have the poke, don't contact me. However, I also covered later on down the line, those same women were trying to say, oh, if you don't have the poke, contact me. Gentlemen, that is absolutely hilarious. But as we all know, for us pure bloods who didn't take the jab, yeah, we saw what was coming down the line. And far too many people who actually got the poke, yeah, things did not really work out for them in the long run. But hey, guys like us, we were heavily censored. We had many videos taken down. Why? Because we knew what was going on. We was looking further down the line, but no, our voices were intentionally stifled out. But hey, it is what it is. As the new variants of Charlie 19 spread, hospital admissions are rising. There were at least 15,000 in the week ending August 19th, but they are a far cry from past peaks. Okay, they want to throw a number out there. Where's the evidence? Where's the proof? Ah, once again, it's all about regenerating that fear. Look what happened between 2020 and 2022. That gentleman was literally the greatest psychological experiment of human history. People around the world were literally going crazy. On both sides. Yes, you had extremism on both sides. But you had more people on the pro side attacking people on the anti side. Yeah, you could just look all over social media. Go back. However, there was an article that came out that said that there should be some sort of quote unquote Charlie 19 amnesty. Yeah, they really tried that nonsense. And what was that nonsense? Oh, you should forgive us for how we acted during the lockdowns, during the whole pandemic. You should really forgive people because they didn't know what they were doing. Bullshit. These people knew exactly what they were doing. They were trying to play the moral authoritarian. However, no. See, that's why they were asking for, you know, lockdown amnesty, because they knew they were going to do this again. They want you to forgive those people and say they were only looking out for your best interest. No, they weren't. No. I'm not going to forget. A lot of men in this space are not going to forget. Why? Because we knew this was coming. During the height of the Charlie 19 plandemic, masks were widely used as a method of limiting the spread of the virus, especially before vaccinations were available and mask mandates drew anti-mask protests in some places. Yeah. While it's unlikely that the country will return to a widespread mask mandate anytime soon, bullshit. They're trying to soothe it over, gentlemen. Don't fall for it. Some places are bringing back plandemic era requirements temporarily in response to recent spikes in Charlie 19 cases. All right, here's the list of places that have the face diaper mandate in 2023. Morris Brown College. The historically black university in Atlanta reinstated its Charlie 19 mask mandate and other restrictions for 2 weeks due to positive cases among students. Where did we initially hear that? Oh, just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And look where we are now. The economy is in shambles. People have lost their minds. Yeah. Once again, all the places that are on this list, avoid, period. Lionsgate. Some employees at Lionsgate headquarters in Los Angeles are being required to wear masks after some cases were reported. Kaiser Permanente in California. The healthcare company is requiring staff, patients, and visitors to wear masks at its Santa Rosa Hospital and medical offices in Northern California. United Health Services in New York. That's not a surprise. California, New York, duh. The New York health system reinstated mask requirements at its facilities on August 23rd. Auburn Community Hospital, New York. The hospital brought back its mask mandate just a month after announcing its end. Upstate Medical Hospitals in Syracuse, New York. Both of Upstate's medical hospitals in Syracuse University and Community General reinstated mandatory masking on August 17th after an uptick in Charlie 19 cases. Yeah. So here you go, gentlemen. They're saying all these places, you need to put a face diaper on if you want to enter them. Okay, so like I said, do not go to these places. We all know this is going to be nothing more than another psychological experiment. And the fact that you have people who would actually go through with this, it shows you just how far gone the public truly is in regards to being able to make their own life choices. But, like I said, the vast majority of society is comprised of normies and sheeple who won't think for themselves. Why? Because if they think for themselves, then guess what? They have to own their own actions. And what do we live in, gentlemen? A victim-based society. It's always somebody else's fault. A lot of people do not want to take accountability for their own choices, so they don't want to face those consequences. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And, of course, women, because when you look back at the lockdowns and all the chaos, it was primarily from women. They knew who to target first. Make the women scared, therefore you could put the men into somewhat of a protector role. But unfortunately, a lot of that shit backfired. So yes, women, we know you're going to be the first targets of this mental mind game. And I want you to understand this very clearly. The power that you thought you gained during the first pandemic, that's gone. Feminism and the idea that men are going to actually subject themselves to somewhat of a protector role, that's gone right along with it. Because now, yeah, the same internet that you use to try to bully the anti-vaxxers and the anti-mask people like myself, that's the same internet that we're going to use to strike back. Yeah, it's going to be nice and wonderful. Because, gentlemen, like I said, they're going to use women to try to push this fear porn onto everybody else. Hold the line. Stand your ground. refuse to go into any place or business that says you need a face diaper to go into. Let them drown. Let them drown. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.